This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Ja'Kari Jackson's report, migrants flood Austin, Texas schools. 300. The Austin American Statesman reports at my alma mater, Anderson High. A couple years in Dallas, a couple years here. And 300 in that pretty small high school. 300, and there's got to be translators for all of the Syrians. 300 in Austin. Oh, but there's nothing going on. And by the way, when the governor said, we won't accept these, Obama said, you have no right to say that. You're not going to tell us what to do. And we're not going to tell you the locations or the numbers. And we're going to let folks have fake passports and 152 people flying from Mexico. Oh, no passports needed, nothing. Just walk right on in. And I've got stacks of news where the, quote, migrants are just disappearing. I'm going to cover that in the next segment. Just disappearing. 12,000 in Sweden last month, 20-something thousand in Germany. Just, they're gone. Where they went, nobody knows. And if they blow something up or shoot some people, Obama will get up and say, I've got the courage to stand against it. Send a message to the jihadis. Give us total dictatorial power to tax and trace all human activity and have an unelected world government run by the Rothschilds, Soros, and others. Thank me for saving you. Nothing will stop this climate conference. Nothing will stop my incredible honor. Nothing will stop my incredible will to protect you. Aren't I a hero? Hollande, Merkel, all the usual trash. But let's go back to that Obama clip. I'll play Ja'Kari's report coming up in the next segment. Because I'm not joking. He said, nothing will deter us. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and strength in the air. We shall never surrender. Obama climate summit, a rejection of terror. The very jihad groups you put into Syria to murder over 200,000 Christians and 100,000 others, murdering, chopping heads off, raping women, throwing priests off buildings, blowing up Orthodox churches, burning down Catholic churches, desecrating the crucifix, eating people's hearts on TV, running around slobbering, thumbing at the mouth. But don't worry. The socialist leaders bringing all the jihadis in are going to give us global government to stand up because the jihadis did it, not because the U.S. government gave them $5 billion, not because Turkey gave them artillery support, not because Saudi Arabia trained them in Qatar. No, because of the climate change. You heard Bernie Sanders. You heard Prince Charles. The welfare queen worth trillions on record. His wealth's a state secret. It's trillions. Over 100 million acres himself. 600 million in the family. And he's paid for tax money. He wants more from you because he's a savior. He's an altruistic. What do they call Bill Gates and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers? Philanthropist. That's right. Next time a mosquito lands on me sucking my blood, I'm going to go, oh, look at the philanthropist. Oh, it's so pretty. You know, just slit your children's throats and pour the blood right in his mouth and go, oh, you're a philanthropist. Suck everything out of me, you eugenicist piece of garbage whose father says he wants world government to forcibly exterminate 80% of the population. Tells Reuters, Newsweek, Audubon Society, wants to murder everyone, loves Hitler. Let's go out with Obama again, how he will prevail. Nothing will stop them. Here it is.
And we salute the people of Paris for insisting this crucial conference go on.
What a hero. He's just such a hero.
An act they close of the borders that proves nothing will deter us from building the future we want for our children.
Here's your hellhole.
What great greater rejection.
By the way, they won't let us have real new energy systems.
Tear down our world.
We're going to tear down our world. That's what you're doing. See? Tearing down the world. Crashing the West.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now well into hour number two on this Monday, the 30th of November, 2015. I am your pilot today here at the good ship InfoWars, and we have a political prisoner recently released from the gulag, Dinesh D'Souza, joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, let me get into the news. I've already covered the climate conference in great detail last hour, but I'm going to get into more of it here in a little while. But let's get into the geopolitical ramifications right now. Here, let me just read these headlines. And then I'm going to start back over through the stack with some analysis on each one. Russia-Syria army plan to block Turkish border. Operation Total Destruction will use warships, aircraft, and submarines against IS. Turkey blockades Russian shipping. Black Sea Fleet completely cut off. Turkey is authorized to close the straits to all foreign warships in wartime or when it is threatened by aggression. Russia bans Soros Foundation as a threat to national security and constitutional order. University of Missouri teaching assistant beat teenage relative for not wearing the hijab, the police report. Graham urges U.S. to press ahead with ground troops in Syria. That's to fight for al-Qaeda. U.K. faces millions more migrants as Turkey and its 75 million people on brink of joining EU. And that's the whole point. That's the gates. That's the entryway. I mean, the radical Muslims already took over Turkey. It used to be Constantinople, the capital of the Holy Roman Empire, until it fell. And, of course, hundreds of thousands were then put to the sword. The men were killed and the women were taken. But as you're going to learn, that's something that women kind of like. They like seeing their sons murdered in front of them and then taken to slave pits where they're raped. They like it. They don't like being free. Not in the trendy world. Being sexually mutilated and wearing a hood over your head is the height of pleasure. Swedish woman raped by refugee refuses to report it because she feels sorry for him. Victims sympathize with the rapist. Anybody rapes any of the women in my family, I'm going to beat your brains out. How about that? The baseball bat, how about that? How about, I don't care. You think you're getting away with it, I'm coming. Swedish woman raped by refugee refuses to report it because she feels sorry for him. That's right. She's been trained well how to have Stockholm syndrome. That is what political correctness is Stockholm syndrome. Just to be, oh, I'm sorry, I'm bad, whatever you want to be, oh, I'll submit to you, oh, please. Oh. And then the phantoms of racism just get more absurd and crazy. A Swedish woman who was raped by an Iraqi refugee on a train initially refused to report the incident to police because she felt sorry for her attacker. Here, let me get back to that. I said I was just going to read the headlines. Italians outraged after headmaster scraps Christmas carol concert as to not to offend Muslims. That's right, you can't have a concert that might offend somebody. Dun, 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 dun. And then the Muslims hear it go, ah, and their heads explode. I mean, no, they don't care. The average Muslim likes Christmas stuff. See, this isn't what the Muslims want, most of them. It's just the freakish socialists and liberals. That's who this guy is. Saudi Arabia refuses to take even a single Syrian refugee. A new article, 6 months into the orchestrated crisis, they've not taken a single one. Infowars.com. Read that article. Mike Snyder. Leader of German anti-immigrant party calls on Merkel to resign. The National Front has won major elections. And front runner in the presidential polls is Marie Le Pen. But, of course, the answer to that is arrest her, because France is so free. So Hollande can sit up there and grandstand about how he's protecting you from the radical Islamicist by taking your free speech. Meanwhile, French National Front poised to win regions in major vote poll shows. Bloomberg Business. But don't worry, the socialists have learned how to fix elections now. It doesn't matter what you do. Came out 3 years ago that almost every socialist leader in France is tax exempt, puts their money in Swiss bank accounts, and the EU bureaucrats are publicly exempt from EU tax. Why not? The public's all cuckled. The public's all in a trance and learned helplessness. Thinking if they just submit more, things will get better. No, a nation of sheep is ruled by wolves. Thomas Jefferson. You think the more you grovel, the more you submit, the more you lay on your back, the freer you are. This republic was the freest country the world ever saw. Doesn't mean we got very far, but further than anyone else. And it produced just palaces of wealth and innovation and freedom and insight and science. And then it produced slovenly, lazy, stupid, self-hating morons with no instinct, no will, no strength, no fire, no passion. But you could get your soul back anytime you wanted to. You just got to claim it. Oh, but it's scary, isn't it? You might get criticized. You might. Something bad might. It will happen. The badness will come because if you go out in the middle of the woods in northern Minnesota and lay around and squeal, and wolves are running around out there in the forest, and they think you're weak, they hear you making those noises, they will come and tear your throat out and tear your guts out, and they will eat you. But if you're stomping around in the woods,
Doesn't matter if you don't have a gun or whatever. They will see that. They will pick that up. They will run for their lives. You know that coyotes had never been recorded in Western history, not since the time of Lewis and Clark, eating a person that wasn't either almost dead or dead. Coyotes do not go after humans until now. They have killed women in the Midwest. They have killed multiple Canadians. And do you know why? They don't even kill people in the deep woods. They kill people at parks on the edge of greenbelts. And it's always women. It's always liberals. They will see some of the dogs. They will see some of the wolves. They will see some of the smaller subspecies, basically, of wolves. They will see them. And they will start screaming like a horror movie. They were taught in Jason Friday the 13th that you don't actually run like this from a killer with a machete or fight back. You go, you fall down and go, you know, on your back, on your butt, scooting away. And women have been taught that. So when they see a couple coyotes run out in the mist, I mean, I've been on the green belt many times and seen some coyotes 200 yards away run out in the frosty mist. It's always when it's cold, they get frisky, and they'll actually come out. And I'll see a couple coyotes, and they see me, go, boom, they're gone. But imagine if I went, and fell down. That's what women do. They actually have been taught this. They just fall down and go, and then the coyotes come and kill them. Humans never acted like that. But this is the triumph. This is feminism that men have been turned into jellyfish. Women have been turned into it. The only tough thing a woman does is boss guys around. That's how she gets ahead. We'll show those guys, the other half of the species, you're being hit by basically alien technology to end the species, and you're not even aware of it. You think it's cute to run around bitching about men all day. When I say alien technology, the GMO, the computers, all of it is something we've never experienced. It's all new. We're going through major crisis right now. And people are so unhappy, they're so unfulfilled because they're not being humans. You will be so fulfilled if you become a normal human and actually get your mind lined up with God and the universe, which you're not going to find in these stinking rat hole devil worship centers they call churches. We want to talk about where all the demons and where the evil is. These churches are just smog-filled pits of hell. With name it and claim it voodoo. You want to be free, you got to go into the furnace. You want to be free, you got to go in the lion's den. You want to be free, you got to be tested. And all these fake churches tell you, go along with the evil, go along with the microchip, go along with the world government, praise God, it means the end of the world's coming. In what Bible did you ever read the prophets or God's people submitting to evil? They were tortured, they were killed. They went into captivity. They were enslaved, but they always came out on top. They never submitted. And you think the same God is going to look at you that is submitted to the tyranny and is going to say, oh, yes, you're part of the kingdom of heaven? I mean, any moron with any inkling of discernment understanding knows that you are servants of your father, the devil. And you're Pharisees. You complain about a woman's bikini or rock and roll when you are the great sinners doing nothing at the abortion clinics, doing nothing against the attack on the family, doing nothing on the destruction of our republic and the First Amendment that protects your religious rights, doing nothing with the attack on Christmas, doing nothing, just hiding in your filthy churches. And if you had any discernment, you would literally see the horned demons that sit up at the head of your church, feeding on you with their little twinkly demonic eyes, fully knowing what they're doing. Change agents sent in, CIA, FBI, Georgetown, Ford Foundation trained to destroy you and your family. This is full-out war against humanity. This is the end of humanity as we know it if the enemy wins. It's full-out. It's complete. It's total. And only total commitment will defeat them. Only a total break with the enemy will defeat them. Do you understand that? Only a total commitment. They're coming for you and your family. They've sworn to do it. You better clingers. You better realize it. You You're not going to have to wait to go to hell if you don't stand up against this evil. You're going to be in hell on this planet, ruled by people that lust after twisting your mind and your soul and your body before they finally render you down and take you straight to hell.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Lastig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Lastig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Lastig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with Lastig.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The crew that when I say something that sounds completely outrageous, even though reality is completely outrageous, to tell me. And Matt in there just said, hey boss, it's pretty funny. You said coyotes only eat liberals and women. Well, let me be specific. Liberal women. They don't eat men. Now, it's just like mountain lions eat mainly children and small women. They'll go after something that's a little bit smaller. But the thing is, the women don't act aggressive. They don't stand up. They tell you with a bear, specifically act like you're dead, or don't act like you're scared, but that doesn't work as well. But with wolves, coyotes, mountain lions, that's what you do. And if you actually look at these cases, I've covered them on air. They'll just be like a woman in Kansas or a woman in California or a woman in up in Canada. I forget which town. And they'll just be at the park having lunch by themselves. And then they don't run from the coyotes. And then they get there and there's a dead woman half eaten by coyotes. And I'm telling you, that's what's happening, is they are falling down in fear and groveling and the coyotes are eating them. But the whole story is about not laying down. So if you see a mountain lion and you act afraid and you run, they instinctively can't help it. Most of the time, they chase you and grab you by the back of the neck and try to break your neck. That, you know, at Big Bend, I was just down there a month ago. It's got signs everywhere. Do not run from the mountain lions. Throw rocks, yell at them, and walk backwards. Keep your eyes on them. In India, they have a big problem with Bengal tigers eating foresters. People that work in the jungle, in the woods. And so, for decades, they have the men wear human masks on the backs of their heads. It almost stopped all Bengal tiger killings. Saw that on, like, Discovery Channel. So, that's what I'm getting at, is a gestalt of all that knowledge. That if you run into a mountain lion, and you go, start running from it, it's going to probably charge you and knock your legs out from under you and then jump on the back and bite into your neck. That's what they do. So that's my point about groveling to government. Groveling to tyranny does not get you ahead. Going along with the system does not protect you. See, there's a social compact with a good government, a just system, where you want to not stir up trouble, go along, be nice. You know, unless something gets really serious, then you stand up to it. And they've gotten us eased into this position where we put up with basically anything. Continuing, Marie Le Pen and the Front National surge in French regional elections. Leader of German anti-immigrant party calls on Merkel to resign. Mass brawls erupt in crowded migrant shelters in Germany. 14,000 illegal migrants in Sweden disappear. I said 12,000 from memory. I'm sorry, it's worse. Without a trace. Just disappear without a trace. That's just the latest. Outrage over Sunni death sentence for poet on blasphemy charges. Won't hear CNN calling for him to be released. Israel and Greece have come out and said, hey, Russian jets, both passenger and fighter, come into our airspace. We do it to them sometimes, too. Everybody does this. We didn't shoot them down. Turkey, you don't need to shoot down their aircraft. So Greek's prime minister has blasted Turkey on Twitter for shooting down jet. The war on terror is creating more terror. A big article detailing that, Ron Paul, Infowars.com. So that's just some of the news I've got on that front. And it is such a big deal to have our government caught with its pants down, our hijacked government, the criminals that run our government, I hate to say our government, running ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, same group, caught so the Russians start bombing their convoys, selling hundreds of millions of dollars, billions total, to Turkey and others. Erdogan, whose son is involved in the company doing it, now that's been confirmed, blows up, and shoots a Russian jet down, blows up a rescue helicopter, and says, I'm ready for war. Now they've tried to block the straits and aren't letting the Russian ships through. They completely blocked. No ships can come through. Turkey blockades, Russian shipping, Black Sea Fleet completely cut off. Turkey has begun a de facto blockade of Russian naval vessel. That's an act of war, preventing transits through the straits for the first of Barbados between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean. So again, that's the Strait of Barbados. According to the AIS tracking system for the movement of maritime vessels, only Turkish vessels are moving along the Barbados, and in the area there is no movement of any shipping at all. So, Russia's entrance into the Mediterranean cut off. I mean, this is escalating quickly. The Russians are responding to the other opening of the Mediterranean, about Gibraltar sending in more warships to launch Operation Total Destruction. I'm not kidding. That's the name of it. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Did you hear about Caitlyn Jenner?
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
She is.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy. And also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, I host the broadcast, and a fourth hour has been added. Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, will be hosting today. He's got a jam-packed hour, I know. We're getting Dinesh D'Souza, political prisoner, former political prisoner, on the line right now. While we do that, you can see what InfoWars is doing, covering with boots on the ground the Paris situation, covering other major events around the world, breaking major news, really hamstring and sabotaging with the truth, the globalist. InfoWars is becoming a force to reckon with thanks to you spreading the word, supporting us, and the great job our crew is doing. And, of course, the providence of the good Lord. We're extending Black Friday specials today, and that's it. They end at midnight tonight, Central Time. Free shipping today across the store, whether it's shortwave radios, whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds, whether it's a Hillary for Prison t-shirt. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's free shipping, $9.95 colloidal silver, 30% off Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2. Great Christmas gifts. 25% off Super Male and Super Female. 30% off Brain Force. 30% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12. 20% off InfoWars Select High Quality Storable Foods. Huge special. And free shipping. That all ends tonight at midnight. Also, if you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, you can get a book in the works for a year that is an ebook, Keys to Survival, Experts Reveal Secrets of Disaster Preparedness. And it's got Gerald Celente, Dr. Steve Pachinik, Joel Skousen, Dr. Edward Group, and others. And it really is an amazing book, InfoWars.com/newsletter, to be able to get that book emailed to you free today at 3 o'clock Central. We're also going to send it out again tomorrow if you sign up later. But we send a lot of exclusive videos, a lot of exclusive promo codes for the store, a lot of stuff I cut on the weekend, audio files, video, things I want to get out immediately. Sure, we got Facebook, Twitter. We get censored on all these. We do all the time. That's why we have to have our own email list, InfoWars.com/newsletter, or just go to InfoWars.com, and we can document cam shot over here if you want, to radio show. And you just put it over the radio show tab, watch, radio show archive, all that at the bottom, newsletter, sign up. And you just click on the newsletter, sign up. There's an informational video on there, and then I break down what is on that informational newsletter. We send out links to podcasts and more. So be sure and sign up, InfoWars.com/newsletter, and take advantage of a lot of the specials we're running right now. We will have some more specials throughout the week. They're going to be on individual items. There's some really good deals. Now, shifting gears. Matt Drudge, about 5 weeks ago, did a surprise visit to InfoWars here in Austin, Texas. Showed up right before the third hour. He was a guest in studio, one of the first interviews he's done in years. And he said, look, I met with the Supreme Court Justice. He told me the name of the person. And they said, no, we've been told they're ending free speech in 2016. They're going after the Internet. They're going to go after political people they don't like, libertarians, conservatives. We've been told the Supreme Court, get in line, because this is what's going to happen. They have banned free speech in Europe, basically. They're banning demonstrating against the climate garbage. They're bringing in the radical Islamists, letting them attack, and then taking people's liberties after that happens, and then grandstanding like heroes. But we have seen the Texas Attorney General, who's been suing Obama, indicted by the Democrats. We have seen Republican governors indicted for stuff that doesn't look like it's illegal. Dinesh D'Souza knew he couldn't fight him for years. The feds basically set people up, and he pled guilty and served 9 months basically in a brainwashing facility. He can explain to you what happened in one of these, quote, halfway houses, one of these residential prisons, for getting a couple of his friends to donate to a political campaign and not setting up the proper paperwork for the PAC. So Hillary can get money from foreign dictators at the State Department to sell them arms. Hillary can run Benghazi, be involved in Fast and Furious, IRS persecution, all of it. And then Dinesh D'Souza goes to prison. And the way I've had this explained to me by lawyers and others, there's no way to run a company or to be involved in elections and not break a law. And they can selectively enforce whatever they want. They put people in prison, folks, for filling out a check amount wrong or bouncing a check now. This is how they operate, and they're coming after everybody. It is so draconian. Number one best-selling author, Dinesh D'Souza, the second largest grossing documentary film ever, America, 2016. And right before his other film was getting produced, they put him in jail to try to shut that down and kill the promotion. Stealing America, What My Experience with Criminal Gangs Taught Me About Obama, Hillary, and the Democratic Party. And the thing is, they're going into a phase of total oppression now. So he's a political hero, speechwriter, and advisor to Ronald Reagan, no criminal record, graduated, you know, top of his class from a major university. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. And he could be locked up, Pi Beta Kappa from Dartmouth College and then the rest of it, best-selling author, arrested, put in prison. No one safe. No one. But we can't capitulate to this fear. We have to stand up to it or we will become a Soviet Union-style system. That's what they're doing. That's what they're pushing, Hillary's fun camps. Well, Dinesh D'Souza has already been sent to Hillary's fun camp. That's why we say Hillary for prison 2016. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Hey, it's good to be on the show.
Well, I've already been ranting for 5 minutes. You've got the floor. Tell us about your experience, the book. I mean, I think there should be a film about what they did to you. Obviously, that's probably in the works. But break down this experience, what you've gone through.
Yes. So at the beginning, I was exhilarated because I thought that I had beaten the Obama administration's effort to send me to federal prison. But ironically, federal prison would have been white collar prison with basically nonviolent guys, mayors and doctors who defrauded Medicare and executives and that sort of thing. People who embezzlers. Very safe place to be, actually. But I got sentenced to 8 months in a confinement center on the Mexican border, and turns out that this is a facility where people who have done their prison term, or at least are close to being done with their prison term, come for typically 60 or 90 or 180 days, transitioning back to society. But it's the whole gamut of criminals. So you get drug smugglers, coyotes, you get armed robbery, you get guys who've done rape, who've done murder. So it's the whole gamut. And this is not a group I had ever, you know, needless to say, hung out with before. And so initially I was very much to myself in a kind of huddle. But after a while I realized, you know what, this is an amazing learning opportunity. I'm in a very unusual environment. Let me see if I can learn about this subculture that I know so little about. And it turns out that I learned a lot about it, and I learned a lot about politics that I didn't know before.
Well, you've got a lot of good cheer after what you've been through. I know you've written about it being a big learning experience, and the book breaks that down. But describe to people what you went through, why you think they did it, and then obviously I mentioned Drudge and others, the persecution the IRS is engaged in. No one's gotten in trouble. I mean, this is probably the greatest political repression we've seen in the 240 years of this country. It's so naked.
As far as I know, there's no one who, without a corrupt motive, because I didn't stand to gain anything. I did this straw donation, but the candidate didn't even know about it, so I wasn't trying to buy influence. I was trying to help a longtime college friend. Now, no one who has done that, to my knowledge, has been facing prison time in the history of the United States.
Well, you ought to get a medal for trying to kick her out of the Senate, Hillary Clinton. I mean, you got put in jail for giving money to somebody to try to run against Hillary.
Yeah, it was actually against Kristen Gillibrand, but nevertheless,
well, it was for Hillary's seat, though.
A big liberal Democrat, yeah. running for the Senate in New York. Now, here's the point. Right about the same time, there was a big Democratic donor, a guy named Chatwal, another Asian Indian guy, as it turns out, like me. Anyway, he gave $180,000 of straw donations to Hillary and to a bunch of other Democrats. Now, this guy was trying to buy influence. In fact, he was even found guilty of witness tampering. He was trying to get witnesses to lie under oath. No prison, no confinement. So, you know, justice is not just a matter of, hey, do you break the law? But it's also a matter of proportioning the penalty to the crime, making sure other guys who did the same thing get roughly the same penalty. But the progressives pay no attention to that. They are perfectly willing to systematically go after their enemies while protecting their friends.
Roll through the book. Roll through your experience with this criminal gang and then where you see this country going currently.
Well, I think that, you know, I've lived in a sort of almost, you could say, protected intellectual enclave for most of my life. Think tanks like the American Enterprise Institute or the Hoover Institution, the Reagan White House before that, president of a college. So I've tended to write about America, you may say, idealistically. The American founding, the principles of America, the American dream. But in prison, I began to see another version of American reality. And I realized, wait a minute, you can't compare the American dream to everybody else's reality. You've got to compare like with like. And so I saw a side of America I didn't know before. Now, I think the thing that opened my eyes was that the way that the criminals look at society is they don't look at it as a clash of ideas. They look at it as a clash of interests. Powerful people who want to gain at the expense of others. They think that human nature is motivated not by the urge to debate, but by avarice and lust and hatred and revenge. And so this was a kind, to me, an eye-opener, because I began to see modern progressivism now not just as the quest for social justice, the effort to fix the climate. No, these are just ruses. They're similar to what a gang might do when they're trying to convince an old lady to take the latch off the door before they kick the door in, go in and take all her stuff. They mean that those criminals need a sales pitch to lower the guard of the person they're ripping off. And so I came to see some of these ideas that have been debating for a long time. Yes, we debate them on the merits, but we should also realize that these are ruses that are used by the government and by the progressives in the government to take power over us, to run our lives, and to take our stuff.
I can't disagree with what you've said. And, you know, when I saw America 2016, I thought it was a good film. I thought a lot of it was accurate. But I kind of disagreed on air and said, look, Obama's just a globalist elitist. He doesn't actually hate America. He doesn't want to completely sabotage it. He just wants to lower it to the level of third world countries. And he doesn't really want to, you know, bring in a Muslim radical invasion and all this. And it's not really that bad. And I'm kind of conflating what your film with some of the other things being said by conservatives. But now watching what they do in Syria and Europe and here and just shutting off the power plants and Obamacare, they really have it out for this country. They really are trying to run a Cloward and Piven, crash the West system so that they can control our lives. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. These are, quite frankly, I'm not just saying I agree with you now. It's worse than I think what you said in your film.
I think it is worse. But I think the reason it is worse is that there's an element of gangsterism in all this that I didn't see. I mean, I basically said Obama's an anti-colonialist. But anti-colonialism is an ideal. It's a vision. We may disagree with it, but ultimately it is a kind of a moral idea for the world. Obama thinks the West has been an oppressor. He wants to reduce American wealth and power. So I think all of that actually is correct. But it misses the way that Obama is willing to skirt the laws. It misses the way in which Obama has this personal appetite to have, not just to run the government, but to have the government running the private sector. So look at the way that the federal government has increased its control, its domination over banks, investment companies, automobile companies, healthcare, every hospital. Now they're moving into the energy sector. With this free college ruse, they're now moving into education. So they're trying to colonize, you might say, the private economy.
Exactly. They're colonizing us with monopoly capitalism on the top, but socialism for everybody else.
Exactly. And they get enormous gains out of it. I mean, look at the way Hillary went from zero to $200 million at warp speed. The Clintons didn't invent the iPhone. They didn't come up with a product that everybody wants to buy. They figured out how to make politics pay for them big time. Now, in Arkansas, they were doing that in a small scale. But once they got to the federal government, you know, we've had corruption at the local level. We had Tammany Hall in New York, the Daily Racket in Chicago. But never before has a Secretary of State figured out, how can I rent out American foreign policy to Russian oligarchs and Canadian billionaires and people who have oil interests in Africa? How can I make money off of the world, even in the poorest spots like Haiti? You think there's no money in Haiti? Well, wait a minute. There's aid money in Haiti, a lot of it flowing from the U.S. government. So if Clinton becomes the administrator of that aid and Hillary is a Secretary of State, I mean, this is like putting Bonnie and Clyde in charge of the, you know, fix Haiti operation. Needless to say, a great deal of money goes to the fixers.
What do we do about this? Because I agree with you. I was dumbfounded. I didn't like John McCain. I didn't like, because he's about like Obama on many levels. I didn't like Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, whoever he is. But I thought, you know, maybe this will bring some racial unity, and maybe the Democrats will, I mean, I know they're going to come after our guns and all the rest of it, but I thought, I mean, who could be worse than Clintons? So I kind of sat on the sidelines in that election. But well, man, now seeing Obama in and everything he's doing, it's really scary, the consolidation of power, and to realize that they're trying to sew this country up and really are engaging in totalitarian-type activities.
The Obama and Hillary, I think, are in a different ballgame than Bill Clinton. And, of course, Bill himself is in a different league than, let's say, Jimmy Carter or the earlier Democrats. I mean, no one would say that Jimmy Carter came to the presidency to make money. Now, Hillary did say, you know, and people laughed at her when she said we were dead broke. But it is true that the Clintons, like the Obamas, came to Washington without any money. And they have accumulated a vast amount of money. Now, I think the key difference to me between, let's say, Bill and Hillary is that Bill's appetite is limited by his own personal desires. I mean, he wants a big office. He wants to be top dog. He wants
three women a day. He wants cocaine.
He wants three women, yeah. But once he has all that, that's the circumference of his desires, and he's happy. Hillary, on the other hand, wants to run things. She wants to tell people who are drilling in Texas where they can drill and what they should do with the oil that they take out of the ground. Hillary wants to run our lives. She's a kind of busybody in a way that Bill is not.
Well, look at how she's trying to shut down the Laugh Factory, officially threatening them to shut them down if they make jokes about her. I mean, that is incredible.
Absolutely incredible. And so this is a level of, in some ways, I think Hillary's maybe even worse than Obama. And the reason for this is that Obama's goals, I think, are ideological, but he's willing to be gangsterish about the way he gets there. So his goal, for example, is, let's say, to bring illegals into this country and then swell the ranks of Democratic voters. That's the goal. But that has an ideological component, to change the complexion of America, to, you know, give it back to the Mexicans because we took their land, blah, blah, blah. Now, in order to get there, Obama's willing to use to skirt the law. So he's willing to ignore what the Supreme Court says. He'll ignore the dictates of Congress. But the gangsterism is en route to achieving an ideological goal. Whereas with Hillary, I think gangsterism is the goal. She basically wants to be the first female mob boss of America. And that's her goal. And so she's gangsterish both in the way she goes about it and also in the goal she wants to achieve.
She is a ball breaker.
Yes, and I also, from a distance, we have to admire her tenacity. All of the stuff would have sunk any other candidate. But she puts her head down doggedly, tenaciously. Basically, she dares the American people. She goes, you have to bludgeon me to the ground and then spit on me. Otherwise, I'm going to keep going.
Well, look at the things she's done. Brian Williams couldn't survive lying about being shot at in a helicopter. She says they're shot at a C-130, that she shot it on the ground. And there's video, CBS News, nothing happened. Total lies, no war going on for hundreds of miles, just a total fraud. And then you just stack. The other day I was thinking about Hillary doing a video about her crimes, and I was going back through my memory and thinking it was so many scandals, so much corruption, defending Clinton and settling rape cases. Just it literally goes on and on. And to watch Gloria Steinem and the Democrats defend her no matter what really lets you know how evil these people are and how they defend persecuting thousands of churches and conservative groups and veterans groups and you know, even arresting people. And then MSNBC, Maddow and others, I've seen them go, well, of course we're going after the Tea Party with the IRS. You're racist. I mean, they're openly like the Nazis. And people use Nazi analogies too much. But let me tell you, the Nazis nakedly got up and said, let's start arresting people for their views. And that's what they're now doing. They're saying arrest people that deny global warming. I mean, they're having national polls. These people are freakish. I mean, I've got to say it. Even the average Democratic follower now was more like a brown shirt, crazed little rat. And I've never hated Democrats, but I've got to tell you, they are really a freakish, dangerous, motley crew.
Well, what I found really protects Hillary is the fact that she's got the mainstream media to cover for her. I don't just mean not to report on her, but to actively cover from her. And that's really what Nixon didn't have. Nixon had the media against him. And so his crimes were on the front page every day.
And he was an angel compared to them because he wasn't a good liar.
He was small potatoes compared to Hillary. When I went in for my sentencing, every journalist in the room knew that a double standard is underway here. And yet, I could just see the joy in their faces, the anticipation. They were so excited about the idea of me being locked up. And then they looked so dismayed when a Clinton judge refused to send me to federal prison. They walked out of the room crushed.
But at least they get to put you kind of in the brainwashing hooskow. In fact, he wrote some articles describing what it was like, and they want you to go to psychological testing now. No psychological history, no criminal record up to that point, done nothing, presidential advisor, and then the judge wants to send you so they can, I guess, try to diagnose you with something.
Well, if I was like Jeffrey Dahmer and ended up with bodies in my refrigerator, it would be understandable. I'd need to have my head examined. But here I was giving money to a college friend, and doing it without any prospect of gain. and doing it for an obvious motive. We've been friends for 25 years. This is one of the first people I got to know when I came to America as an exchange student from India. So this really did, wasn't a complex psychological offense. And so it's really odd. I had almost a year of mandatory psychiatric testing and counseling. Happily, that process has now been stopped. But even so, the very fact that I went through it, it felt a little bit like a re-education project.
Well, isn't that what the Soviets did? I mean, that's how they started it, was making people that didn't like corruption, you know, saying, go see this shrink. And then a decade later, it was, let's send you to a forced labor camp like Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Yes. I mean, look, there are good people left in America. I went to see a government-mandated psychiatrist. I was ordered to do it by the judge. I walked in the room, and the guy goes, are you that guy D'Souza? And I go, yeah. He goes, what the heck are you doing here? I go, well, I've been ordered to come here for a psychiatric evaluation. And then I told him what it was for. And the guy just laughed and laughed and laughed. And he basically said, okay, well, he goes, I get the picture. I mean, he saw right away.
Well, sure.
This was a racket.
And that's the good news. I agree. I see that as well. I see that as well. But what about the younger students now? That's probably a classical liberal. What about the young ones now that want people arrested for their speech and are taking over the colleges? Is that not one of the most frightening authoritarian veins we see in this country?
I think it is. You know, when I was a student a generation ago, we had the leftists who had come, you know, fresh from the 60s. But there was an older generation of the classical liberals who exercised a moderating influence. And I think what's different now is that that generation has passed on. It's gone. And so these radical leftists now in many places are fully in charge. And so we are beginning to see this really chilling kind of brainwashing operation going on with young people. This whole idea, you're entitled to free college. Now, remember, that's a scam because, you know, the federal government can't pay for everybody's free college. They're going to have to borrow money. The national debt is going to go up. The same young people who want free college are going to inherit that national debt. So all that Obama is doing is he's reaching into young people's back pocket, lifting their wallet, taking their future earnings.
It's another form of student loan. But also they say the first 2 years to sucker you into it. And then they're just going to balloon the charges later, and the more money you put into education, the more expensive it gets.
That's exactly right. And it's not even robbing Peter to pay Paul. In this case, it's robbing Paul to pay Paul.
But they still want to imagine they're going to win the lottery ticket. It's this get-rich-quick type of attitude.
Yeah, and what's in it for the progressives? What's in it for them is that they get to colonize another huge sector of the economy so that it's not the government. People say the government will control. It's not the government. It's the people in government. Guys like Obama become like tycoons, and they become tycoons on a scale never before imagined.
They become oligarchs.
Yeah, Bill Gates or Steve Jobs has very little power over your life or mine. They have to convince us to go buy their stuff. But these oligarchs are like Napoleon. They can order you. They can arrest you. They can take your money. They can go into your accounts. They can put the FBI on you. They've got enormous power, and yet the act as a business is the problem.
And they're getting to where they're more comfortable doing it. Like you said, the press was there. Yay, arrest him. Oh, prison. Get Dinesh. Oh, I mean, seeing their own First Amendment annihilated in front of them, true political persecution, naked, and they so disconnected, they relished the tyranny. Well, I want to commend you. The book is Stealing America, DineshDeSouza.com, Amazon.com. Find it everywhere. Get the book. Give it to friends and family. Try to wake folks up to the tyranny. And you know, I take away from this in closing, you got 30 seconds, that you've gotten stronger and more focused and are going to make more films and work even harder and not let them destroy you.
And that's absolutely right. I mean, I'm the wrong guy to send through all this. First of all, I grew up in India, so I walk into that facility. It's a lousy place, but the fact of it is that's not going to bother me. The moment I was assured of my safety, I said to myself, I'm going to use this to equip myself to come out more fired up, and I'm going to bring, in a sense, this information to even more people through movies and many other projects.
I told you woke a lot of folks up.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
We want to totally commend you. God bless you. Hope to have you back, sir. Thank you so much. True political prisoner there, folks.
GCN.
A real canary in the coal mine. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.